www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
Respected Ulama Kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. Fasting in the month of Ramadan, this constitutes what we call zakat of the body. In other words, it is a purification of the physical self. And coupled with this, although it is not intrinsically linked with the month of Ramadan, but to a very large extent it is emphasized in the month of Ramadan, is what we call zakat of one's wealth. The word zakat literally means purification. When a person stays hungry, then this has tremendous physical and spiritual benefits, in the sense that his body is purified. Therefore, logically, this month of Ramadan is also synonymous with zakat of one's wealth. In other words, the purification of one's wealth. Yesterday in the Arabic khutbah, which was delivered in Jummah by Hazrat Maulana, the subject matter of that khutbah and many of the ahadith which he mentioned emphasize this aspect of us creating through this fasting affinity with the poor. You are going physically through hunger. Allah Ta'ala doesn't benefit from your hunger. But why has Allah ordered you with this hunger? Voluntarily, you are staying away from food and drink that you have at your disposal. Amongst the multitudes of benefit is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Hiya shahrul muwasaah." This is the month of mutual sympathy. This is the month to empathize with the poor. This is the month when you will show compassion and kindness for the poor. Many, many times more than that, Allah will show compassion and kindness towards you. That hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that was the khutbah that was delivered on the onset of Ramadan. One section of that hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man fattara fihi sahiman, kana maghfiratan li dhunubihi wa itqa raqabatihi minan nar." He said, that person who will give the fasting person something to eat at the time of iftar, Allah will make that simple act of charity a means of maghfirat for him. And Allah will free him from Jahannam. Sahaba's financial circumstance was such, there was a group amongst the Sahaba that was known as Ashab al-Sufra, the people of the platform. Those of us that have been to Masjid al-Nabawi, Allah take us again and again, we would have observed that raised platform behind the Qabr Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Majority of the Sahaba, sometimes they would number 80 or 90 that would live on that platform. Their financial circumstance was such that many of them, all they possessed was one piece of cloth. At times, out of fear that their satr would be exposed, they would cling to the ground, that level of poverty. In such a majma, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, feed the fasting person, if God, Allah will forgive your sins, Allah will free you from Jahannam. So Sahaba immediately said, "Alaysa kulluna yajidu ma yufattiru sahib." They said, "Ya Rasulullah, all of us are not in that position. Many of us are more in need. All of us are not in a position to feed the fasting person." Allahu Akbar, what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? "Yu'ati Allahu hadha thawab." What is the mafhum of this hadith? "Liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala." Allah is testing, not aktharu amala, who will do the most. In Allah's eyes, there is a great emphasis on quality. Ayyukum ahsanu amala, who will do the best of actions. One riwayat, it comes, sabaqa dirham, mi'ata al dirham. One man gave one dirham, one gave 100,000 dirham. The one that gave one dirham gets more reward than the one who gave 100,000 dirham. Why? Because the one that gave 100,000 dirham, maybe he owned several million. The one that gave one dirham had only two. So half his wealth he gave. Allah takes cognizance of one's qurbani and sacrifice. That is why Rasulullah said, Allah will give you the same reward even if you give the fasting person a sip of milk or a little bit of water at the time of iftar. This month of Ramadan is the month of generosity. And generosity is such an overly emphasized quality. There is one verse in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرْ لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرْ. It's very difficult to do justice to the translation of this. To understand this, you have to put it in layman's terms. Lan. Lan means hargiz nahi, bulja. Forget about it. That you are ever going to get true piety. It is impossible that you will ever truly get ta'alluq with Allah. What is bir? Bir is kamal-e qurb. The true qurb of Allah, the true ta'alluq with Allah, the true love of Allah, the true association with Allah. Allah says, "Bulja, forget about it, it's never going to happen." Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun, until you don't make infaq, until you don't spend that which you love. Give Allah that which you love, Allah will give you better in return. Anfiq yunfaq alayk. Spend, Allah will spend on you. Wama anfaqtum min shay'in fahuwa yukhlifu. Allah says, whatever you spend, Allah will give it back to you. It will not run short. Yeh baat mujarrab hai. This is tried and tested. Seven heavens and seven earths can come to an end. My Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not speak any lie. He said, ma naqasa malu abdin min sadaqah. The wealth of no man diminished through sadaqah and charity. You want to protect your wealth. You want it to increase. You want Allah to spend upon you. The road to that is to spend in the way of Allah. Nine places in the Quran, aqimus salah, atuz zakah, aqimus salah, atuz zakah, aqimus salah, atuz zakah. And the tenth place, aqimna salata wa atina zakah. Ulama have enumerated 82 places in the Quran where Allah says, infaq, 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 spend, spend, spend in the way of Allah. 82 places.
www.attableek.com.
What is ajeeb? Allah Ta'ala says, in fact, when Allah speaks of spending, Allah says, bi amwalikum wa anfusikum. Bi amwalikum wa anfusikum. Spend of your life and spend of your wealth in the way of Allah. What is very interesting is if you look at these verses in the Quran, Allah says, wherever Allah speaks of spending of your life and spending of your wealth, Quran makes muqaddam, Quran mentions wealth first, then life. Bi amwalikum wa anfusikum. This technically is not logical. Because if a person is not alive, if he doesn't have life, there's no question of spending his wealth. So why does Quran make muqaddam of wealth, maal over jaan? Kharch karo Allah ke raaste mein. Maal or jaan, lekin maal pehle phir jaan. Why life first, then wealth? Why wealth first, then life? This is the psyche of human beings that Allah is directly addressing. Many of us, we love wealth more than our own lives also. We see it every day. People sell their soul, they sell their iman, they sell their children for wealth. Such is the love and attachment with wealth. One Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I fear death. When a man fears death or doesn't desire death, what does it actually mean? It means he doesn't desire to meet Allah. So the Sahabi comes, "Ya Rasulullah, I find myself in this predicament." What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to him? He says, "Do you have wealth?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Give it in the path of Allah." Why? Because the heart is designed in such a way that the heart will follow the wealth. The heart runs behind the wealth. Spend the wealth in Allah's way, the shauk and talab of akhirat automatically will come. Imam Zainul Abidin rahmatullah alayhi, the great grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a faqir used to come, when a beggar used to come, he would not look down upon the beggar. He would be indebted to that beggar. When he would spend on that person, he would spend on that person with such shock, with such anticipation. He would say, "Shukr to you, O my Allah. Shukr to you that you have sent a porter to transport my wealth to my true home." We are not doing that poor person any favor. Allah is making that act of charity a means of you building your home in Jannah. It is the ihsan of that poor person that Allah has put him in that position to accept your charity. This month, Hazrat Maulana yesterday in the khutbah, he mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Allah is the most generous. Allah is the most generous. Allahu ajwadul ajwad." And after Allah, the most generous is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sahaba say, in this month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become more generous min al-rihil mursala, than a blowing wind. His generosity would increase. The first khutbah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered in Medina Munawwara, time constraints are there. Can't go into the detail, but the crux of that khutbah, he said, "Ya ayyuhal nas, O people, verily Allah has chosen Islam and Iman for you. Allah has chosen Iman and Islam as a way of life for you. So beautify your Iman, beautify your Islam, become a beautiful and an attractive Muslim. Not with cosmetics and perfume and with smart outfit, no. What makes you a beautiful Muslim? What makes you an attractive Muslim and mu'min?" Rasulullah said two things: As-saqa wa husnul khuluq. As-saqa wa husnul khuluq. He said generosity and good akhlaq and character. And then my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on. He said, "Beautify yourself by developing generosity." لِأَنَّ He said, because السَّقَى شَجَرَةٌ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ He said, generosity is a tree in Jannah. أَغْصَانُهَا فِي الدُّنْيَا Its branches are in this world. And if a person is generous, لا يزال متعلقا بغسل منها حتى يورده الله إلى الجنة. When you will be generous, you have caught hold of this branch of generosity from Jannah that is hanging in this world. As long as you will be generous, you will be holding on to this branch until this branch will transport you to Jannah. Then my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ala wa inna al-luma shajaratun minan nar." He said, Bakhili, kanjusi, miserliness is a tree of Jahannam. Aghsanuha fi dunya, its branches are also in this world. And if someone is bakhil, no culture likes bakhili. Like we say, kanjus, makichus. You hear these expressions. You squeeze the eye out, you squeeze the oil out of a fly. Kanjus. People look down upon a miserly person. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, miserliness is a tree from Jahannam, its branches in this world. And as long as you will be miserly, you have caught hold of this branch. Hatta yuridahu Allahu fi an-nar, a'azana Allahu minha. And this branch will transport you to Jahannam. He said, ayyu da'in adwa min al-bukhl. He said, what sickness, what malady can be worse than miserliness? He said, al-ba'idu, ba'idun min al-nas, al-bakhilu, ba'idun min al-nas, ba'idun min Allah, ba'idun min al-jannah. He said, a miserly person will be far away from the people, far away from Allah, far away from Jahannam, from Jannah. A Muslim has to develop generosity. Sakhi bano. Become generous. Become generous. Allah's ta'alluq with a generous person never breaks. And Allah's ta'alluq with a miserly person is never established. Shatirun sakhi ahabba ila Allah min sufiyin bakhil. The Salafi Salih used to say, a gunegar who is generous, a gunegar, shatir, cunning, sinner, who is generous, is more beloved to Allah than a Sufi who is a miser. This was a great tool and instrument, generosity of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many, many people, they accepted Islam when they saw the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a person sheep between two mountains, he went back to his people and he said, Aslim fa inna Muhammadan yu'ti ata'a man la yaksha faqa. He told his people, every one of you accept Islam, because in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam I have seen a man who spends in Allah's way like one who does not fear poverty. He said, "Anfiq yunfaq alayk." Spend, Allah will spend upon you. Spend, Allah will spend upon you. Like I said, time constraints are there. I'm not going to go into details. The incidents of the generosity of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that inshallah some other occasion if Allah gives life an opportunity. But very, very important. One is what we call nafil spending. By nafil spending, a person becomes generous. And one is what we call obligatory spending, that which is farz. When you will discharge that farz, then you will come out of what we call this title, bakhil. Discharging your farz does not make you sakhi, doesn't make you generous. It just takes you out from being bakhil. And bukhal sayutawwaquna ma bakhilu bihi yawm al-qiyamah. Allah says that wealth on which the farz zakat is not discharged will be hung around your neck on the day of judgment. Other riwayat, it will become a snake and it will start chasing you. Ana maluk, ana kansuk, ana maluk, ana kansuk. Other riwayat, in Quran also Allah says, تُتْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ. Your back and your face will be branded with that wealth upon of the which the zakat is not discharged. 2.5%, that's all. When it comes to material wealth, 2.5%. That is all Allah is commanding you with. That's all that has been made farz. Doesn't have to be Ramadan, but now is the chance. Take the trouble, ask the ulama, find out the masail, calculate your zakat. There is no escaping this. That 2.5% has to be discharged. And on this I will terminate. What will Allah give you? There's one ajeeb verse in the Quran. Like I said, fasting is zakat of the body. Purification of the body. Zakat of the wealth This is zakat of the maal. Allah will purify your wealth through zakat. Allah will protect your wealth through zakat. Allah will give barakah in your wealth through zakat. And by the qasam of my Allah, your wealth will not diminish. Allah will give it back to you many, many more times. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. Allah commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one of the verses which show us that zakat is obligatory. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Allah is promising you tathir, purification, tazkiya, purification. When zakat will be discharged, and then Allahu Akbar. Yesterday, for those who still remember, we mentioned the verse of the Quran, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Allah and Allah's malaika send salawat upon this azimul shan Nabi. That Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is commanded by Allah that, O my Nabi, take zakat, take the zakat of their wealth from them. Through this we will purify and we will protect their wealth. And if they discharge their zakat, Allah and Allah's malaika send salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded by Allah, wasalli alayhim. You send salawat upon those who will pay their zakat. In other words, you become the recipient of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is commanding his Nabi, salli alayhim. Salli alayhim, send salawat upon them, whom? Those who will discharge their zakat. As we mentioned, we've run out of time. This is the month of generosity. This is the month to come to free the shackles of dunya. We want Allah, we want Allah's ta'alluq. This is the road to get Allah's ta'alluq. But by discharging zakat, all we do is we come out of the parameters of bakhili. You do not become sakhi. Like sometimes when you want to leave one country to go to the next country, they have a border post on this side and they have a border post on that side. That small gap in between is called no man's land. So you come out of bakhili by giving 2.5%, but to become sakhi, to enter into sakhawat, there you have to give more than 2.5%. This is where feed the fasting person at the time of iftar, help the poor, help the needy, and know and understand your wealth is not going to get less. Allah will give you even more. Allah will protect that wealth. Da'u maradakum bis sadaqa. Hadith Sahib said, make ilaj of your poor, make ilaj of your sick through sadaqa. He said, inna sadaqata taruddul bala. Allah's bala, musibat, afiyat, calamities, bala will be distanced through sadaqah. Du'as will be accepted through sadaqah. Khair and barakah from Allah will descend upon you through sadaqah. Sakhi bano bhai, sakhi bano, sakhi bano. Unfortunately, human nature is such that it has a proclivity towards miserliness. Sakhawat, you have to make mujahada. Sakhawat, you have to be a little bit hard on yourself. But the maza and ecstasy that Allah has given and kept in spending, wallah, you will never find it in hoarding. Spend and see that maza and ecstasy that Allah has kept in that. Allah gives us the peace.